You're tuned into Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and friends. Without further delay, let's get right to it.
I am so excited and I'm honored that I will be able to share the platform with three phenomenal women of God. We're going to be revisiting a touchy subject, but a needful subject nevertheless. One that consists of dealing with a place of hurt, a place of forgiveness, a place of healing. We have Apostle Tamika Jackson. She's going to be coming from the topic abuser. Again, we don't know what God is going to have in store for us, but we do know that it's going to be worth your time. We do know that healing is going to take place, deliverance is going to take place, and that's our main focus. A place of reconciliation, a place of deliverance. And more than that, a place of awareness. Because whether we want to admit it or not, people hurt, and unfortunately, a lot of times hurt people hurt people. Whether they do it intentionally or unintentionally, it doesn't matter. It happens. Life happens. And we're going to deal with that. We're going to deal with that as much as possible. Pastor Chantel Smith, she will be coming from the topic of accused. How many of us have been accused of things that we are clueless of? How many of us have been accused of things that we know were not justified, but nevertheless, we were labeled and we were branded, and that accusation has followed us for years. And only but by the grace of God have we been able to overcome that. And some have actually succumbed to it. Then I will join you on the subject of family. Families of the victims, families of the abuser, families of the accused. The family has to endure all of this just like everyone else does. The family goes through just as much as the abused, the abuser, the accused, and the spectator of it all. Some areas are going to be very sensitive, but it's needful. Some areas are going to be heartfelt, but it's needful. But one place that we will all come from is not from emotions, not from speculation, but from our foundational principle, and that's the Word of God. Some will share from a personal place. Some will share from statistics. But when it all comes together, it will definitely be worth your time. Some people suffer in silence. Some people suffer from an internal prison. Some people are abused from an internal prison. Some people are accused from an internal prison. And family members go through all of this process, sometimes from an internal prison. It's not designed to make anyone feel bad. It's not designed for anyone to find a bandwagon to jump on to start with. I've done that. I've been there, and all the other things that come along with it. No, none of that has anything to do with it. But our focus is to bring awareness, to bring support, to bring relief, to bring healing. If those things are done, then we have accomplished what God has set forth for us to do. all of us that are coming before you have lived various aspects of these four quadrants. But thank God that none of us will be speaking to you from a bleeding perspective, from a bleeding place, meaning we won't be speaking to you out of our hurt. We won't be speaking or bringing forth to you from out of our pain. To God be all the glory that we have been delivered from all of it. And we want to be able to help someone else walk into that deliverance. We want to help someone else be able to grab a hold and to share. We want to be able to help someone else be able to come forth and be able to play it forward and to help somebody else. Life happens. And some of us walk around with these gorgeous masks on. And as I was sharing this morning, the men, they have their swag going. When the smoke clears and the emotions settle, are you healed? Have you been delivered? And have you been made free? Are you able to forgive? Are you able to be able to love in spite of? And are you able to help grow someone else? Everything that we go through, it is intended for us to be able to better the next person. Through our process, it's intended for us to be able to better the next person. Through our pains and our suffering, our accomplishments, our victories, our triumphs, it is intended for us to be able to better the next person. We never want to make it about us. We never want to make it, you know, what have I done? Look at what I've done. Look at where I've come from. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. No. But look at God. Look at what God has done. Look how God has delivered us. Look how God has healed us. Look how God has brought us from down and down to where we are now. Look at how God has enlarged our border. Look at how God has increased us. And he has increased us to help someone else. He has established us for us to help the next person. Don't ever find yourself becoming like the man that he had all his wealth and he had all his riches. And he had it all hoarded to himself. And that very self same night, while he was counting up and celebrating his accomplishments, his soul was required of him. Wealth and riches does not always come in monetary form. Some people are rich because they have a heart of gold. And all they know is how to love. They know how to love in spite of. They know how to love through it all. They know how to love when you're throwing mud on them. They know how to love when you're throwing rowling accusations at them. They know how to love. And they are so wealthy. They're in such a wealthy place. They are so rich because they possess the key factor of what God has made us to be, and that's love. And you look at them and you say, well, they don't have anything. You know, they may not live in the best home. They may not drive the best car. They may not dress the finest, but they have so much love and they are happy and they are joyful in where God has them at this particular time. I don't know how many people you know that are like that, but I definitely know a few. And one is in particular. I thank God for her, my big sister. I thank God for her. I laugh at her a lot of times because I tell her, "You're always so happy." And she says, "I'm just full of love. You know, I just got so much love." And it's real. It's genuine. She is the epitome of what I see of love just oozing out of a person. She loves so much that I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You know, and but that's what makes us gel so well together. That's what makes family. The yin and the yang, when you can have your differences and still blend so well. Go through your ups and downs and still be able to walk hand in hand together. Go through your ins and outs and still be able to love through the process. Go through and just know, just the knowing, just hear me, just the knowing that they're there makes it all worthwhile. They don't look at you sideways. They don't look at you cockeyed, you know, wondering shoulda, woulda, coulda. It's none of that. But they're always looking to see how I can help the next person. Hey, Robert. Hey, Donna Marie. They're always looking ahead to see how can I make this better for the next person? How can I help this person not endure the pain and the suffering that I've endured? How can I help this child that is obvious doesn't have the love that they should be getting, or they don't have the things that they can? Not because their parents don't want to, but because their parents can't afford it. How can I step in and help them without making their parents feel inferior? All of this comes in with what we're going to be talking about starting on Monday. Life is short. Time is precious. It's a commodity. It's a rare commodity. There are so many people that wish they had time, and time has ran out for them. It's running out for them. And they know it. And they want to be able to do so many things, but time is not in their favor. Take the time starting tonight or today, wherever you happen to be, and begin to love intentionally. Begin to forgive intentionally. Begin to embrace intentionally. Begin to make a difference intentionally. Begin to do something that you would not normally do. Step out of your comfort zone and do something that you would not normally do. Go that extra mile for that person that you would not normally do it for, because things have happened in the past and you're still holding on to that. What if you are like the man that had the wealth and the riches, and God saw fit to call you home tonight? Your shoulda, woulda, couldas won't make a bit of difference. It never matters what a person has done to us, but it always matters how we respond to it. It never matters what a person does to us, but it always matters how we respond to it. If Jesus would have responded in kind as to how the people had treated him, we wouldn't be here. If the person that had violated you, and you may have gotten pregnant in the process of it, you either gave the child away, you aborted the baby, or you made the conscious decision that you were going to have this child and you were going to love this child and you were going to show them a more excellent way, knowing that people around that child would know, some of them would know the circumstance of this child being born. But because of the love in you, because of the love that you've shown this child growing up and even throughout the process. They were able to stand strong and they were able to stand tall and in spite of it all and through it all, endure hardness as a good soldier. It's all about love. It's all about not what am I going to get? What am I going to get out of it? What am I going to get? What about me? And, you know, why me? No, but it's all about the act of love. I am in great anticipation for Apostle Tanya Lovett, Apostle Tamika Jackson, Pastor Chantel Smith to come and share in their own unique way. They have one word: victim, abuser, accused, and myself, family, to expound upon. However Holy Spirit downloads into them, this is what they're going to present to you. I want you to begin to think about some things now, leading up to next week. God delay his return and spare our lives. To join us on the line, on our conference call line, as well as on Facebook Live, and as well as on our Zoom platform. We want to deal with real life issues, real life subject matters, because it will touch everybody and anybody. It doesn't matter about your economic status, your education level. It doesn't matter your ethnicity. It doesn't matter. All of these areas can reach out and touch you. The question is, how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to respond to it? How are you going to go through the healing process? How are you going to allow yourself to be healed, delivered, and made free and better as a result of everything that you've gone through or going through right now? That's what we want to deal with. It's not all deep. No. I'm just compassionate about what I talk about. You know, it is who I am. The books that these women of God have written, the lanes that they've had to walk through, the valleys and the mountaintops that they've experienced, it affords them the opportunity. It affords them the ability to love from a place that most people would never experience. Love from a place that most people wouldn't know how to experience it, to be honest. We're no different than anyone else. We're not privileged, but we just happen to be the ones that God allowed and called us by name and said, this is going to be a part of your life. And in the process of it, you're going to have other people that's going to walk through this process along with you. Let's make it count. Let's make a difference. Let's make the journey as such to where when the next person sees your story, your story being lived out right in front of them in a lot of cases, that they'll know that there's hope. They'll know that I can do this. I can make it. I can, if they went through it, I can go through it. If they got through it, oh my God, I thank you. I know I can. I ran into someone and they actually feel like they're all alone. They're in the midst of all these people and they feel like they are not seen, they are not heard, and you know where they are. They're at the verge of wanting to just give up. They're literally at the point of wanting to just give up. And they're screaming. They're screaming. Can't you see me? Can't you hear me? Don't you hear me? Don't you see me? Is anybody seeing me? Is anybody hearing me? Why aren't you helping me? Why aren't you hearing me? They think that they're expressing themselves. But from the people outside looking in, they just see them walking around, being who they are. And that's just where the enemy wants them, to feel like they're all alone. To feel like, see, people just ignoring you. They see you. They don't care. I don't care. You know, let her do whatever she want to do. Let him do whatever he want to do. No. You have a listening ear. You have a shoulder that you can cry on. You have someone that you can vent to. Why? Because I used to be that person. I used to be that person that was walking around suicidal and manic depressed, you know, depression was just a part of my day-to-day being. And I thought that I was all by myself because I had this image of I can handle it. I can deal with it because I've dealt with it. I've had to deal with it. Da, 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 da. But no, and I was screaming, and nobody heard me and nobody saw me. But by the grace of God, my child saw me. My child heard me. And she helped me to get help through the process. That's what we want to do. Help you through the process. Help you to help yourself through the process. We want to give you tools that we know will work. The word of God will work if you work it. Eat it. Learn of it. Now, there are some people, and I always say this because it's true, that will not come into a church, that will not want to have discussions about God. That's cool. We can have discussions about God all day long. And sometimes people never know that that's what we're discussing. I call it the message version, the message Bible version. Our lives are here to help grow others. Our lives are intended to be lived to help inspire others. Our lives are intended to be lived to help ourselves and to give it away, to give it out. I know I sound like a soapbox, but so many things have been happening over the last 2 weeks. People around me, people that I hadn't seen or talked to in some cases years. And they have my book and they read some things and they found themselves in the book. Not that it was about them, but meaning they saw themselves in the pages of the book. Some had forgotten so much of what had happened to them, had just completely blocked it out. But they realized that they hadn't been living, they had only been existing. And as a result of it, I tell God, thank you, because it was not my choice. It was a mandate placed on me to share the first volume, and the second volume is a process. From the church, from out of the church, from corporate America, some things that have taken place. But we're still here. And we're here and able to tell about it. So, I'm going to shut this down. Is that my baby girl? Hi, Jennifer. I miss you so much. I applaud everyone that has gone through the process. And you've made it. You're in your healed state, or you're being healed at this particular time. You've chosen not to be silent anymore. You've come to the place where you've acknowledged that you needed healing, that there is someone there to help you through the process. There is someone there that will be your sounding board while you're going through the process, and you don't have to worry about damaging them. I applaud you. I salute you. But for those of you that don't have that person that you can sound to, that you don't have that person that you can come unmasked to and they won't judge you, reach out to us. Reach out to us before you feel that you don't matter anymore, or your life doesn't matter, or you've done so much wrong that you can't be redeemed from it. Reach out. Reach out to us. We're not here to judge anybody. Because if you knew some of the things that we've done, knowingly, as well as some of those things unknowingly, we don't have room to judge you. Reach out to us so that we'll be able to help you through your process, to help you along your journey. We're stronger together than we are apart. My sin is no greater than your sin. Your sin is no greater than my sin. Sin is sin. Hurt is hurt. I can't measure your hurt against mine and vice versa. I can't say, well, yours is, well, how could that hurt? How could that have hurt you? That I'm not here to judge you. Because you know what you're feeling. You know what you've experienced. And we may just see things or know things from the surface level. We don't know that deep part. Hey, Prophet Tamika. We don't know that deep part, that hidden part, that secret part that you've not shared with anyone. And you don't dare share with anyone because the circle that you're affiliated with, you know you would damage them. Reach out to us. Reach out to us. That's what we're here for. Reach out to us. Sometimes it's best that you don't talk to people that you know. Sometimes it's better to have a listening ear from someone that knows absolutely nothing about you. And first of all, we're not asking for your name. You're a voice on the other end of the phone. You are someone that's coming through a chat session. I can't see you. None of the intercessors can see you. None of the other mentors can see you. No one can see you on a chat session. And even if you're on the other end of a phone, we can't see you, but we can hear your heart. We can hear where you are. We can hear where you are. We can hear your heart. We can hear those things that you're sharing with others that they're not hearing. Because some people can hear, but they don't listen. Some people listen, but they don't hear. Let us be that outlet for you. I don't know why I'm still staying right here, but let us be that outlet for you.
Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and Friends. Be sure to tune in next week right here on Praise 107.9 for more raw, uncut, and to-the-point conversation. To contact Dr. Thompson, please visit LTUCNP.com or call 904-418-8611.